This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. There's a lot of talk about how President-elect Barack Obama's choice for Education Secretary Arne Duncan is open to new ideas. Well, he might want to look at a high school here in Los Angeles, which makes its students work to pay for their education. It's in a neighborhood where the dropout rate is more than 40%, and yet this school graduates every student. Shireen Meraji has the story.
My name is Ramon Quevedo. I go to Berman Day High School, and I live in South Central Los Angeles.
South Central Los Angeles isn't South Central anymore because for many, South Central is synonymous with poverty and violence. So LA changed the name of the area a few years ago to South LA. But residents like Ramon Quevedo still add the Central.
To live in South Central, I was raised having to stand up for myself and my family. All of them are like, most of them are gang related. And it's just like always seen it in my life.
Ramon's parents work a lot. His mom at a beauty salon and his dad for a metal galvanizing company. When Ramon was a kid, he was always home alone and always getting into trouble.
And the court, like, and my parents assigned me to some officers. It had to do with drugs and weapons. And I got caught.
How old are you?
12 or 13.
I can't imagine Ramon carrying a gun now, let alone at 12 years old. He's a junior in high school, but still has a baby face with a sprinkle of acne and the most charming, innocent smile. He's lucky. He escaped gang life with the help of local police and his parents, who found out about a unique high school, willing to give him another chance. A chance he had to work hard for. Welcome to Verbum Dei High School, a small all-boys Catholic school in South LA. Boys mill about before class in dress slacks, collared shirts, ties, and church shoes. That's how Ramon refers to his black dress shoes. On this typical Wednesday morning, students are getting ready for work, not class.
Every student works one day a week. It's not an option.
Cristina Cuella Villanueva is Verbum Dei's work study director.
Families that ask, if I pay the money, can my son just stay on campus and go to school 5 days a week instead of going to work? And the answer is absolutely not. And it's a full day of work. It is not a half day. It is not 2 hour training. It is not a 1 hour mentoring program. It is an 8 hour day for our boys.
Verbum Dei has been a South LA institution since 1962. But in the late 90s, the school was underperforming, losing money, losing students, and in jeopardy of shutting down. All of the other Catholic schools in the area closed, but the Archdiocese was determined to save Verbum Dei and gave the school to the Jesuits. Villanueva says the religious order, known for valuing education, decided to try this corporate work-study model to supplement the students' tuition.
My first year here, we had a student go to downtown LA and had never been to downtown LA, let alone in a 50-floor building up an elevator. And he was terrified, terrified. And to know that is just the crude reality that some of our guys are facing.
Okay, you can go to student counselor, part of the controller's office.
Every Wednesday, Ramon works in the controller's office at Loyola Marymount University.
Suite 2300, it's a big glass window.
Okay.
I pass out reimbursement checks, hand out mail, make binders or tabs for files. I organize wire transfers, invoices, and sometimes, once in a while, I organize car rentals for the boss.
Ramon's colleagues love him. They were all excited, crouching behind the cubicle, listening to me interview him. And at the end, his supervisor pulled me aside and told me she had no idea he was a troubled kid.
I went from getting kicked out from every middle school I went to being in honors and a schoolboy.
Back at Verbum Dei High School, Ramon's mentor and teacher, George Fable, says he's noticed a significant change.
Ramon and I have been meeting on and off for, I'd say, about a year. And little by little, I learned more and more of his story and what his challenges are. Definitely, he's handling the issues in his life so much more successfully. And now that I think he's found himself and he's found his path, we're going to be hearing about him a few years from now.
And if you ask Ramon about his future?
I love South Central. This is where I was born and raised at. But I would like to, like, go out and be new places and be able to, oh, I've been here, I've been there. And I'm trying to get my education, go to college, and be able to, like, get a career where I'm going to just be able to have a stable life, especially with this economy. I got to hit them books.
Ramon Quevedo credits Verbum Day's work-study program with his success. A self-proclaimed schoolboy from South Central LA. Today was a good day. For NPR News, I'm Shereen Meraji.
That story was co-produced with SoCal Connected Online. To see Ramon at work, check out the video at our blog, npr.org/daydreaming.